how old was your father when he made the run, down to the territory?
I don't know, but I would think he would have to be at least 21. But I don't know.
I don't either.
But then after he made the run on the racehorse and all,
then they had to be able to prove it up.
Taste your drink,
and
it is too strong.
How can you afford to buy a thing like that?
He and your mother were not married. We're not married at that time.
Probably about 26 months, about 19,
when they were married.
I was
going to
ask how much difference in
marriage. But had he built the house?
For a Thanksgiving reunion.
When they were married?
Yes.
Yeah.
By the time they were married, he had a house. I see.
I don't have anything on the Polaroid camera.
I think that was customary. And we mark it off so people knew where your boundaries were.
I was just wondering how much time had elapsed from the time that he rode down on the racehorse and staked out his claim to where the home was built and your mother and father were married. And then it all came together.
I don't know, Norman.
Say that again.
The time between Dad claimed and married Mother and built the house they lived in where you and Helen were born.
Well, he had to do it pretty fast because, you see.
He used to drive 22 miles, I think, in his horse and buggy to court Mama.
One way?
I think so.
Ooh. Mama. That right.
Mama.
Well, how do you talk about love? When
you know, the old... Revivals, the tent revivals they have.
No doubt about that.
Dad. And, let's see. Oh. The one that lived, Dad, Uncle Fred. All those guys, they would, in those days, they would get in trances and holler and raise hell, you know.
Holy rollers.
Holy rollers.
The last one, Uncle Fred told him about, he drove about 10 miles a horse and buggy on Sunday night. See this, these guys would. He had this horse that knew its way home. So then, he'd listen to all of this, hallelujah, they'd stand outside and listen to it, see? They thought it was a real show. And let that horse come home, and when he stopped there by the barn, why, he knew he's home, he'd wake up and put him up and then have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
But he slept all the way home.
Yeah.
I remember Dad saying one thing about when they first took this property up there, Pine Creek, that he lived with a guy by the name of Hartman and somebody else in a dugout. And they, three of them, I think, built a dugout and lived in.
Until they built the house.
Until they built a house.
I never did see the dugout. I don't remember ever seeing it. They probably...
I can tell you a story about the dugout.
That dugout, though, that Grandpa Herndon, Uncle David lived in a dugout. You remember that?
It was a place
built out of a bank and then around to the roof on
it.
Funny, there wasn't any building material for a while.
Yeah.
They had nothing. They started from nothing like this.
Uh-huh.
They started from a piece of land like this. That's what our country is made of.
So that they use their ingenuity by building shelter.
Digging a hole.
Sure. And there's no mountains or anything.
Don't forget the Indians here there in River. But well, I want to tell you something about the dugout.
A sod house is the coolest and warmest thing you can find.
Tell me about the dugout. I don't know.
Come on now. Alpha wants to tell about her dugout. Where did you have a dugout, Alpha?
It weren't mine, honey. It weren't mine. No, it was Papa's. Well, anyway, they were in Delaware one time. O.C. and Dad came to Delaware. And we have Glenwood had neighbors quite close by, I would say. Oh, as close as the people next door, you know. You've all been there, so you know. And I was in the kitchen,
doing something over the sink, I afraid. And Dad was telling this story about when he, I thought it was Uncle Eddie, lived in this dugout. And he was, I asked him some questions because I'd never been interested as a child, you know. And I'd come down from New York to Glenwoods to visit. And while Osi and Dad were there. And I began to get interested in what he had to say about these, you know, pioneering days. And he was standing right there by the kitchen window, and here was the Robertson, or Robinson's house right next door, so close by. And he said, "Oh, when Eddie and I lived in this dugout, we had these awful bedbugs."
Awful bedbugs?
Yes, they did have. They had these horrible bedbugs. He said, "We woke up one morning and they were just lined the ceiling of this dugout or something." Please, quiet. These people here don't know anything about dugouts or pioneer or anything else.
Did you say bedbugs?
Bedbugs.
B-U-G-S. Out of soil. And if they're new lumber, I understand bedbugs always appear in new lumber.
I didn't know that. I always thought associated lumber with beds of
filth.
Yeah. No.
It's true.
I didn't know. I just didn't know that much about them.
I read that. I mean, and a woman who told me
where did they come from?
I knew.
Out of the ground, she
said. An older woman.
And old lumber.
She had started out as a secretary in Michigan in the woods for a logging company.
Lois, talk over this way.
And she said there were bed bugs in the place where she had to live because in raw lumber like that, there were always bed bugs. I mean, you had to get rid of them.
Well, how did they happen to call them bed bugs? Did they migrate to the beds in the houses or something?
Good question, honey. You can spend some time researching that.
Yeah, why don't you write a book on that?
Yeah.
I just might.
I don't
short book.
Really.
But they have for a bed bug.
Nobody ever passed the crumb.
I really did think that bed bugs were a sign of...
You want a cracker?
A house.
Molly, want a cracker?
Yes.